This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome, Morning Devotions. What is your attitude like? I spoke about this yesterday morning and I said that no matter what happens today, look for the good things and my guess is that you'll actually find them. So what is a positive person? I think it's the one who refuses to recognize the negative, and there are lots of negative things, refuses to dwell on them. There's always the negative and the positive. And the positive person actually develops this habit of looking for the best results, even actually in the worst of conditions. So it's always possible to look for the good, even when things look bad. People tend to find what they're looking for. So it's an interesting question. For example, in a marriage, if you're looking for faults, you will usually end up with a great sense of dissatisfaction. You'll not bring out the best in yourself or your partner. So your whole marriage could fall into sort of nitpicking, negative and a destructive cycle. How do you sort of break that cycle? I think you need to start looking for what is good, the things that are good, and focus on that. Focus on the positive, taking charge of what you think. Now, this is very simple stuff, but I like what it says in the Bible, Proverbs 4:23. The Bible, God's word, says, "Carefully guard your thoughts because they are the source of true life." So what does that mean? Well, the Bible has a tremendous way of actually getting right to the problem. God knows that our thought life needs working on. Fix your thoughts on what is true, the scripture says too. Things that are good and right, that are lovely, pure, and dwell on them. Dwell on the good things in others. Think about all that you can actually praise God for. So take command. I think what it's saying to us is to take command of your thought life and try to think about the positive things rather than the negative. So what is it that's feeding your mind today? We worry about our physical body. We worry about things that we eat so we don't get overweight. There's cancer, there's heart disease. But what about what goes on in our mind? The old idea of garbage in, garbage out is still true. There are many good things, good books, good music, lots of things that you can actually think about. And if you want to write this down sometime, there's some good verses from the Bible. Ephesians 3 verse 20 is a good one. Isaiah 41 verse 10 and Hebrews 13 verse 6. They're very good verses from the Bible to think about. So don't surrender leadership to the negative. Look for the positive. Let's face it. You see one thing that you might want to destroy or replace. For example, anger, that can be replaced with love. If there's fear, you can have faith. People that complain. Well, why don't you turn that into gratitude or bitterness, into forgiveness? And when you feel sorry for yourself, that can be a negative experience, can't it? Instead, try and help someone else. I think it's a great concept too, to learn to pray through the emotions. Did you know that Jesus prayed aloud? We read that during the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears. We read that in Hebrews 5 verse 7, to the one who could save him. So, by his own example, Jesus actually showed us how to pray out the negative emotions. Jesus, the great high priest, is actually touched by the feelings of our weaknesses. The awesome power of attitude. And the other thing, and talk about this tomorrow too, a little bit further, is getting along with the most significant person in your life. Who would that be? Well, it's yourself. Who is the most significant person? That's the key to all our relationships. If you don't have a very good attitude towards this particular person, that's yourself, you're not going to get along. There was a book called Your Greatest Power, written by Martin Cole, and he talks about an explorer who went into the wilds of Africa, and he took some things to give to the natives, and he took two full-length mirrors for them to look at. So he placed these mirrors against two trees, he sat down, and the natives came. One came with an arrow and started jabbing the mirror. He was just so annoyed. He said, "He go kill me, I kill him first." The trouble was, he was looking at himself. That caused his own frustrations and caused a wrong and negative message. Dear Lord, I just pray you'll help us to understand how good it is to be positive. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.